Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is going to be the show that you want to grab a hold of your seats and fasten that seatbelt. You know what it is. It's Wednesday night, and this is Psychic Jethro, ready to grab a hold of you and take you to that fun, wild place that we go to. I have a lot of you already calling in. You know the phone number, 773-897-6461. Yes, we have the Phenomenals tonight. Two people that are going to just completely make you wonder why you never were into metaphysical in the first place. We have a lot of you guys writing in from Facebook, and I love all of you guys. Do remember, you got to go to psychicsgonewild.com, our site, to put in for those wonderful prizes. And tonight is a big jam-packed prize night. This is about spiritual animals. So if you call in, the first person who calls in tonight, as you saw on the ad, and says they are talking about their animal and want to know psychically something about their animal, have any question, our lovely, phenomenal hostess, those of you know her as internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach, psychic, and medium, Melissa Berman, will answer that question, and you will win a Gitano Vivo, Messages from the Angels of Transparency. Those of you know, Gitano is an Italian phenomenal Reiki master who worked with people like Doreen Virtue. So we want you to get that book, but you have to call in and talk about your animal and not be an animal. We will only allow those who are animals to be on as hosts. Speaking of, let's go here. Melissa, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome. And now those of you tuning in tonight, we have for the first time, and we were so grateful to get him. We know all of you guys on Facebook and our Twitter are going crazy. I had a lot of people writing me today going, Jethro, yes, we have a fascinating person who does metaphysical deep understanding. This is the astrologer, the phenomenal, the great man who uses the tools of astrology to help others achieve their potential. Information people receive from the metaphysical and spirit can be used. This man rocks. We have Ray Setti. Ray, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
Well, we were the ones that are grateful, and we've got so many people. You're going to be like, and we wanted to go a little over an hour already. You guys, leave them alone. We haven't even started. They're going crazy. I'm like, okay, wait till we get to the fun part. You guys haven't heard all of it yet. Those of you tuning in, go to Psychics Gone Wild, the real Psychics Gone Wild room. Look at the keyword. We will be giving away red jasper tonight, blue sodalite, I can't even speak it, green aventurine, but you have to skit the psychic or the host or
green
one of us on three.
Green?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Aventurine. There's aventurine, but they have to say the color they chose, and so they get... Who wrote me? That isn't my fault, Melissa. I'm trying real hard here. This is life, and she's just always... You tell me I eat out of a feedback. I never did. I love all you guys. You're going to love it, too. Remember to send your questions there. As you've got a phenomenal astrologer, we've got a couple emails. We will be taking a few calls off of the phones. I say a few because we've got so many people. If you don't get in tonight, you got to get on the site there, and we're looking at this where to get a hold of them. You can get a hold of our people at – we've got Psychics Gone Wild, but those of you checking tonight, we want to promote our wonderful guest at www.astrolog.com. astrolarray.com. So let me spell it out because I'm having a blonde moment. I'm sorry, Ray. astrologerray.com. It is in the chat room. Linda and Jan are in there going wilder than wild. And it also is in our email to all of our fans. Get with Ray. Tell me you had an astrology working. And that's what we're going to start out with tonight is our guest. And we'll just grab one of the emails that were sent in today. Ray, I have to talk to you about this. I am a Cancer, and I love a Leo. She seems to always have this little bit of a drama thing, though. If we are really intense and out making a night of it, she has to have all the attention, or no, I get thrown to the curb. Am I being a cranky old crab, or does this Leo need to be trained?
Okay. Oh, that's a typical Leo. You can't train a Leo. They want to shine, and they want to be in the spotlight. I tell you, I love them. I've had some of the best relationships with Leos. However, they want to shine and they want to be in the spotlight. You know, generally, fire and water don't work very well together because certainly the water puts out the fire. You know, sometimes Cancers can be a little too emotional for the Leos. However, you know, there's always something that could possibly offset, you know, any of the negativities. I would say, you know what, if you're really into this person, just kind of like hold out and kind of like see what happens and see if you need to make some compromises.
Oh my gosh, we love that. Thank you, Ray. We're going over here. Melissa, we have a question about animals tonight. I have to ask Melissa Berman this question. I have been working with my puppy for 6 months. Now all of a sudden, he's very upset. He acts odd. He keeps looking at my boyfriend very suspiciously and odd. My boyfriend tells me he's not done anything, but I feel he has. We're listening tonight. If it's bad, he's out the door. Boyfriend, that is, dog stays. Melissa, why is my puppy treating my boyfriend differently if he hasn't done something to him?
Because there's something attached to your boyfriend that he's not aware of, and your boyfriend needs to do a little bit more soul searching about why he's in the relationship with you to begin with, and understand that a puppy is a joyful gift and it's not a competition.
And Gina, for writing that in, you were our first person. We'll also do one over the phone. You win a book of Gaetano Vivos with the message from the angels. I'll be sending that to your snail address. You have to. I will write you then. Please send me back your. I am psychic, but you have to send me the address. I can't look at the telephone book and pick out your name. I've done a lot in this week, but it's been a little crazy. We've got a lot of you tuning in. Blue Moon Treasures is doing the stone tonight. They are here in Florida, and they're welcoming all of you. If you haven't had a reading, they say go to Psychics Gone Wild. Our favorite seems to be what today they say for me was Melissa. Melissa is not only our only favorite, she is the one and only Melissa. So we know that right there from you guys. I asked you twice, and I guess that's not a type error. They just really love Melissa. So they're allowed to. They brought us some beautiful jewelry, and we love that. So,
that's so nice. Thank you.
Everyone tuning in, remember 773-897-6461. Jethro, I looked up on the computer, and for some reason, your address is really driving me crazy. Every time I go in, you're in Crystal Drive. When did you move, and why are you not here? Oh, really simple. I have two offices, one in Arlington, Virginia, at Crystal Drive, and if you will look on my website, www.jethrosmith.net, you'll see that I have both addresses. Lazy Lane is still Lazy Lane, and I'm still here in Tampa. Actually, I read more people today than I have here. We made a new office, me and my, you know, those of you tuning in, my Marty, my rescue friend from those here in Odessa, Florida with Guardian Angel Dog Rescue also are trying to get me to help them. So any of you guys coming in, think about it. You might want to help that dog if you have the place and the time. We have some beautiful animals there, and we've got to save each and every one. Ray, we've got more here. Ray, I have to know what is going on with my sister. She is an Aquarius, and lately she is telling me all these really bizarre things. She used to be very quiet and shy. Now all of a sudden she wants to save everyone. She is into this too. That's why I'm asking Psychics Gone Wild. But recently she's starting to tell me that she's picking up ET activity. Is this normal, or can we work with this Aquarius?
You know, actually, that's very typical Aquarian energy, and they connect very, very much so with extraterrestrial and highly evolved beings, higher energies. You know, something might be going on that's triggering the onset of all of this. So, you know, I certainly suggest for her to stay very, very grounded and become very, very aware of what she needs to do to channel the energy the energy and also the information that that she's receiving. You know, Aquarians are very humanitarian. They want to save the world. So, you know, she could be coming into a time where she could be recognizing her calling, if you will. I would suggest for her to stay very, very grounded, process the information, become the open, very clear channel that she is, and, you know, absolutely stay grounded and also stay connected to the energy of the earth.
Loving that. And asking here, I have to know with Melissa, is this safe to do? My brother keeps telling me that he lit 4 white candles in our house and that they're there to keep the guardians on each corner. I think something has dropped on his head because we never needed guardians before. We are actually doing this with permission from my mother. We're okay. This is a child, and I apologize. The child let me know that they have permission. Their mother is saying that she's okay with the fact, but she wants to know from Melissa Berman, should they take the 4 candles down because he has left these 4 in his room? They're a little awkward. They think that it might be something that he was doing that was magical, and she allows this. She just wants to know if her 16-year-old son's candles should be taken down out of his room while he's away this summer, or will this cause anything odd with the 4 corner protectors?
No, leave them there. That's part of his spiritual path. If, as long as they're not lit and he's not in there, and, you know, you want to make sure you're safe in there. No, leave them. That's part of his spiritual path unfolding. You can't mess up the 4 corners if you're bringing it in with light.
I have to write you guys and let you know when Psychic's Gone Wild. 2 months ago, I called in, had a problem with my relationship. I spoke with 2 psychics, starting with Melissa Berman and then later with Dina Flanagan. Both of them gave me very expert advice. I did not listen to them. Now I'm going through a part of my relationship that's very sad. Wish I had took the heed. He should have been kicked to the curb. Love you, Melissa T. Okay, Melissa. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing it. You know, this is the fun thing. We want all of you guys to grab a hold of those seatbelts and hook up, because we're going to grab those phones. This is the part where we go wild. We're going to grab on to someone here, and you get to ask our phenomenal guest that question. The question is, if you now remember, if you're talking with Ray, give your date of birth, and then with Melissa, do the question. We have enough that we could do. We've got right now a lot of people, but I just ask you that we do limit it down so we don't have to repeat that over here. We've got to give Ray his birthday. He's a phenomenal astrologer, but he's not going to be able to tell through the phone what your flavor is if you don't tell him that. And for our phenomenal Melissa, please tell her your question is. For example, if you're calling in, you know, Melissa, about love or relationship, so she can also catch who or what, because we are focused in. If you just want I'm just here, then we're going to have to do it because of radio. If you want to get that full reading, get with us, and we will do that outside of the radio. If you do get pathologized, knocked out of the room, please call back in. We are very, very busy, and we're just going to have a blast. So grab a hold of yourself. Here we go. 813.
Grab
let's go psychic.
Grab a hold of yourself.
Go wild.
I'm
just saying.
Oh, 813. Oh,
we're already started out on adults. Sorry, Ray. This is not a Disney show. We're already
going
to.
That's okay. It's all good.
813, welcome. How are you? You're a Tampa number. 813-317.
Hi, Jethro. It's Brenda.
Oh, you rock, and how is the bank and everybody? You are my friend. You said you would call in, and I love you. Yay. She is our friend here in Tampa. Would you like to question it, know with your astrology, or just do both? I mean, you're here.
You want me to give my birthday, right?
I need you to give your birthday. Ray will give it to you, then if you have a question for our lovely Melissa.
Okay, 3/21/65.
Okay, did you have a specific question that you want to ask me?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm starting a new position on Monday, and I want to know where that's going to lead.
Actually, you know what? Monday's a new moon. Great time to begin anything new. I actually, you know, there's something interesting about this position. Are there 2 parts to this position in some way?
That I don't know yet.
All right, because I feel a sense of a duality that comes through as I'm connecting with the energy of this. It almost feels like you'll be juggling and doing 2 jobs. However, I feel that you're going to be actually, one, phenomenal in this new position, but I also feel that there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for you to grow in advance. Especially watch what happens over the first 3 months that you are in this position. It feels like whatever's going on is going to just happen at lightning speed. However, like I said, Monday, it's a new moon. It's a perfect time for a new beginning. So kind of trust that everything is really coming together and working out very well for you.
Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
He's cool, and I knew you'd love him. I could tell. Don't you think he has, like, a cool radio voice? I think he rocks.
Yeah.
We can say that. We're humans. We can all say how cool. And you have a phenomenal question or something here? Come on. I know you want to ask Melissa.
Oh, I get another question?
Yeah, we love you. You're my friend at the bank. Am I going to mess with you? You're like the cook. I'm not going to...
tell me about my
Linda.
Brenda.
Brenda? Oh, I thought you said Linda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, welcome. How can I help?
Can you tell me about how my finances will be in the...
You're a banker?
Yes.
That's fabulous. Yeah, start saving for that rainy day, you know, get a little piggy bank, do a little ritual, get like a little metal sweet little piggy bank, you know, the dollar stores even have them and they're great, but they come sometimes in pink or turquoise if they have any, or, you know, and just start tithing yourself, even if it's a dime a day. You want to just, you want to mirror back to yourself that feeling of support. Because there's been, of late, you haven't felt that support. And so this is just a fun way to kind of mirror back to yourself that you care about yourself. It's a very simple invocation that you'll do. And you're going to be fine. You know, just take it easy. You know, it's sort of like go slow out of the gate.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Love you, Brenda. You rock.
Take care, Brenda.
Thank you so much.
Tune in tonight to PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're giving away some phenomenal prizes. We've got a power necklace and a love bracelet along with the three CDs of Linda Irwin. So you could win it tonight. It's our big prize. You've got to go to PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in for it. Pick your favorite show or ask us a question. I'm here waiting. We have a lot of callers tonight who are making me laugh. If you email me a lot, visualize I come to your house and keep ringing your doorbell. Please don't do that. I'm going to turn around and grab a hold of you. Skype. You're a Skype one. We love you. We love you, Skype. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, great. You had me scared there. You had the voice of Elvis, and I was like, what is going on? Because all of a sudden we heard a voice from out of the TV. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, thank you. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Patricia.
Hi. I wanted to get some clarity and info on something. I feel guided, and I'm moving forward with myself as an animal communicator, and I really just need to know getting started with that business-wise. I also feel guided just to keep it local, not having a website or anything. And ways to me to gain the customers. I'm in the Midwest area, Cleveland, Ohio area, and I was going to do this distance. I'm a full-time student as well, and obviously it's something I'm studying something totally opposite. But anyway, wanting to get clarity on the words Portland, Maine that have just recently just showed up in my mind again, and it happened last year. So if you could assist me.
Well, as far as the animal communication, you're going to do that very slowly. It's going to be more word of mouth. You're a little unsure of it, so you want to just, you know, go steady like a colt standing up and getting the legs stronger. You might want to, you know, hang out at pet stores and if you have contacts at animal hospitals and things like that where you can just start connecting to get your chops, your juices up, your juices going. It sounds like you'll be fine. You're going to get a business card when you're ready, and it's going to be more word of mouth. You want to get in areas where there are people with animals. So if you can get to a dog park, if you can get to a shelter and these sort of things, and just kind of, you don't want to like say, hey, by the way, it's just naturally going to unfold for you if you allow it. You have to really, really step back and kind of allow it. Do your meditations, do your prayer work, call in your guides, your spirit angels, your animal totems. Just, you know, you want to kind of get into that modus operandi of working with your team. because you're a channel for their team. And pine cones are a very important message for you. Your guides are showing me pine cones for some reason. They're a very important symbol for you. So you might want to do a little homework on pine cones. As far as Portland, Maine is concerned, it sounds like you might take a trip there. And I don't know, it just sounds like you may take a trip there at some point. Jethro?
I'm agreeing. We need to get your date of birth, and let's let Ray tell you with your forecast, because I think this is really going to help you. You know, with your astrology, what's happening. So tell him your date of birth.
July 16th, 1958.
Okay. Let me ask you something. About a year ago, around the time of your birthday, is that when all of this started really coming together for you? Because I'm just trying to get some time frames here, and that I want to highlight for you.
Oh, you mean with the animal communication, or?
Yeah, with you moving forward on this path.
I think maybe it may have started. I guess maybe before then I may not pay the attention.
All right, because I'm just sensing about a year ago. It's been about a year when it's all been coming together. I'm going to suggest to really give yourself the next 4 to 6 months and allowing of this all to come together for you. I also feel that, when you mentioned regarding Portland, Maine, was that correct?
Yes.
All right. My first feeling was there was some sort of a schooling there for you. So I would just look to see if there's any place there for maybe taking some classes, workshops, something to just help you further along this path. Because like I said, I feel like the next 4 to 6 months, things are coming together for you so that you can continue moving forward on this path. Also, I'm going to suggest to, in addition to the animal communication, keep in the back of your mind doing some energy and some healing work with animals as well, because I feel that that will be part of it as well. If that's not anything that's crossed your mind, just kind of keep it in the back of your mind. All right?
Would I be able to get one more another question or no?
I got to go. I apologize. We got people pushing. They're calling me something I don't think is pretty. But we love you, Patricia.
Right.
Thank you. And we got those prizes. All of you guys are coming in. Jethro, I've been listening in tonight. These two are really completely out of my minds. They're making me excited. I got to tell you, when are they coming on my show? They're not. I don't share my hosts. No, I'm kidding. They can come on your show if you get a hold of them, contact them. Of course, these two can come on. Speaking of coming on, I want to tell you, Melissa, you made my day when I listened to you on Healing Fountain, and they were telling me you were like, Melissa Berman from Psychics Gone Wild, and then you go in and just rock the house. United Kingdom's now in a whole new area over there. I love you.
Oh,
thank
wow. Thank you. Yay!
Those of you tuning in, we are doing it. We're doing it, and we're doing it wild.
I have a question real quick.
Sure.
Mr. Ray, where are you from? Because you have that East Coast accent.
I'm right outside in New York City.
Oh, we're loving it, because I'm originally from Delaware. I got relatives in Philly.
Very nice.
DC,
well, that's my own backyard. Actually, I've been to Tampa a few times. I've done some book signings there, and I've actually did some TV stuff while I was in Tampa a few years ago. Very nice.
Yeah, we're global.
Very cool. Good stuff.
Speaking of New York, we've got a couple of you writing in tonight from New York. I've been listening into the show, and I've got to ask, I don't know what's happening, but my sister told me that I was supposed to act a certain way. I am Aries, and I am headstrong, and I got into fights when I was younger, but now I've curved my way and have become a reborn Aries. And they told me that my rising was different than that, and now I'm back having fights. Can I blame it on that crazy ram, or am I going to blame it on the parents? Tell me, Ray, who I should blame it on.
Say don't blame it on anybody. Just take responsibility for who you are and just move forward. You know, those qualities will always be there with us. Sometimes they're a little bit more prevalent than others. However, you know, the rising sign does play a very strong part in terms of our outward personality and how the outside world does see us. You know, all signs have really, really good qualities. The thing with Aries, you gotta follow through with everything that you set in motion. You do that and really watch what you can't overcome.
And blame it on the bossa nova.
And we got to teach Jackie, you're right. He wrote me here. Any of you that have been getting your stamps in the mail, he wants to know what those are about. This week, you guys will be seeing those on Facebook and others. King on to your Psyche's Gone Wild stamps. It's on your mail because those, for five of them, you can play Psyche's Gone Wild poker. What's going to happen is you'll be able to play. Those of you as contestants will come on the show. You've got trivia, and you've got to be able to answer it for Psyche's Gone Wild. The newest one is, who is the two hosts that share the same birthday? And the answer is Intuitive Chris White and Psychic Jethro. We're both November 12th birthdays. So all of you guys that are tuning in, let's get wild and let's just have a blast. We've got Ray Setti, Melissa Berman, and many more people on the phones. I almost said the name. 510, what do you know? 510, you're on live on Psychic's Gone Wild. 510.
Hello?
Yes, hello, welcome.
Hello. Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hey, welcome. And you, are you having, I feel like you're having something there going on a little. You have to talk up a little bit, my dear. The phones are just like grabbing on to your voice and taking it to that wild frontier.
Hi, sorry. So I'm calling just because I'm having just feeling a bit lost and empty, and I'm wondering if there's anything in my future in terms of a relationship or anything, and yeah.
Can we get your birthday, please?
Yes, 1/14/85.
All right. First, I'm going to suggest, just regarding the relationships, give it a little bit more time. All right. You know, I do feel there is some clarity that will be coming for you, more mm-hmm. so towards the end of this year and as you go into the early part of next year. What I sense around you, recognize who you're surrounding yourself with. All right. Now,
okay.
are you surrounding yourself with a lot of people who are very uncertain or involved in something that just really isn't conducive to well-being?
Okay.
Can you recognize, is there anyone like that around you? Because I'm almost feeling that you're also picking up somebody's energy that's kind of throwing you off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a couple of friends like that.
All right. I'm going to suggest to perhaps regulate how much time you spend with these individuals, because I'm almost feeling like this uncertainty, it's almost like it's not you. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost feeling like you're picking up uncertainty from other people that are around you. And I actually feel that you really need to just stay very, very focused in these next few months, because I do see doors opening for you. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not aware of them, you know, you might just kind of walk right past them. So
okay.
just be very loving with who's around you. Dedicate this time for you, just a few months. Just say, you know what, I need this time for myself. I need to stay focused, because once you do that, I'm almost feeling that the clarity will come through very clear for you. So give
okay.
yourself the opportunity to do this.
Okay. Okay.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are tuning in. We've got a little bit of energy here. I got to tease you with the phone. I just went ahead. I don't know what we're doing, but we've got Anessa here, and we've got a little bit here. Did you have a question you would like to ask our Melissa?
I've recently lost my mother, and I'm also just feeling really lost in terms of where to take everything. I feel very hindered by her death, and I don't know how to kind of move on from that.
You have to be patient with yourself in your grief process. There's no timetable here, and you have to give yourself permission for the fact that she is no longer with you and that it's okay that you feel the way you feel, first of all, because you're trying to do too much at once. You want to call on your angelic team to find out how she's doing, and then when she's ready, she'll be in touch. But you're not ready for that, and so you've got to just be patient and be loving to yourself. And I think that ties into what Ray is saying, is that you can't substitute a relationship with someone else to take care of the lost feeling. The lost feeling has to heal, and grief is personal.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time, and it takes time to find a place of balance where you can say, okay, this is what I'm going to do today, and this is what I'm going to do a little later today. You just have to be a little bit more commanding of this truth that is occurring, which is you need some time to heal. And that's okay. And everything's going to be okay. I mean, grief is a very challenging, we're not taught how to grieve in this country, especially, you know, in the world, in our incarnations. We repress it, we suppress it, it goes into our organs, it messes us up. So take this opportunity to really, you know, embrace your feelings, do what you have to do, journal it, scream, cry, light candles. And then, you know, when you're comfortable, do a meditation, a prayer outside, light a candle for your mom, have a special plant in your garden just for her. And, you know, she'll come around when she's ready. Transition takes time. But, you know, her angelic team can get a message to you when you're ready to receive it. And then the doors will open that way, too. Be very, very, very mindful of your own feelings.
Okay. Thank you.
You're usually so welcome.
Suppress it a little bit. So, yeah, that's a little hard.
That's okay. This is your time to now not. This is what's going to heal you. This is what's going to heal you.
Thank you.
But you're so welcome. And so sorry for your loss. Everything's going to work out, okay?
Thank you so much.
Can I just say one thing? Do you mind if I interject one thing right here? Because they keep showing me pennies. You know, so if whenever you find pennies in an unusual way, those are pennies from heaven. So just know that your mom's energy coming through.
That's awesome. Great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I want to thank you, too, and I we're going through with this. I want to thank all of you guys that are going with the energy. Hang on for just a second. We are having a little bit of a kooky thing, so if you're getting in, make sure. We got a lot of you guys on the phones. Don't get frustrated. Get a hold of us again. It's just one of those things. It's just called technology wants to be a mofo. I don't know what to call it.
Well, I would like to add, can we talk a little bit together?
Perfect.
While the technology, Ray, can you share with us a little bit about all this Mars and Saturn and Scorpio transitions that are going on and how it's affecting us with the Uranus and the Pluto?
That's a loaded question.
Can you give us like a little bit of flavor, because we're getting ready to hit that major transit this week?
Actually, the one that you're speaking of, the Mars-Saturn conjunction, is actually going to be very close to this new moon that we have on Monday.
Kapow!
You know, And it's in the sign of Scorpio. You know, Scorpio is probably one of the most psychically sensitive signs of the zodiac, you know. And I actually touched upon this in my forecast that I just put out for this new moon. And, you know, we're becoming very much connected with our own psychic sensitivity, especially in the last 10 years. You know, so many of us are becoming very aware of how psychic we are. And my understanding, being psychic is very, very natural. It's almost as natural as breathing. You know, however, we're not really, especially here in our country, we're not really taught to recognize that. And many times when a child is very young, it's almost like they're encouraged to dismiss, you know, what it is that they're sensing. However, these energies that are taking place right now, it's surging all the psychic sensitivity, the psychic information, you know, and our awareness to all of this. And we've actually, in the last few months, have been at points, especially with these full moons and these new moons, where we're really becoming much more aware of how sensitive we are to psychic energy, you know. But also, too, you know, whenever there's two planets that come together, it's called a conjunction. It's a new moon aspect. It's a new beginning, you know. So this new cycle of experience, we're becoming very aware of psychic energy, and Mars and Scorpio extremely amplifies psychic energy. Fortunately, with Saturn there, it kind of helps keep it in check. Saturn likes to regulate. That's part of Saturn's job, you know. So I'm just suggesting to everyone to really recognize their own psychic sensitivity.
That's fabulous. Yay, because, you know, there's all the other stuff about, you know, oh, beware and be careful, blah, 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 but I love what
you know,
you're saying.
So you know, quite honestly, everything is either positive or negative. It's not necessarily bad or good. And when we can recognize the positive in everything, every planetary cycle, energy, aspect, whatever you just want to call it, it has a positive dynamic to it. And when we can recognize that, that's what we emphasize, and that's what we bring to form. You know, I'm always emphasizing how these energies, they don't rule us. We actually are very instrumental in what we bring to form when we are presented opportunities based on certain planetary configurations. And when we come from a place of awareness, of heightened awareness, as to what energy we can tap into, what we can bring to form in a very positive way, that's when we can be very instrumental in creating a more favorable outcome with whatever energy is being presented to us.
Yeah, because it's all teaching tools. You know, the universe has given us so many gifts and so many tools, astrology being one of the major ones. And when we pay attention to that, you know, we feel the cycles and we do what we have to do. Some people transmute it. Some people, you know, are doing all kinds of stuff with it. So I love what you said about that with Mars and Saturn and Scorpio, because I feel that that with everything that's going on right now on the planet, there's just so much cleanup time and people needing to hear something like that. So that's great.
Well, we also need to recognize how we're very instrumental in creating everything that's happening in the world. You know, and we also need to recognize that we can also offset any of the negative experiences that we are having as well, and we need to really empower ourselves to do that.
Amen.
Loving it.
Jeff, are you eating a snack while we talk? Are you having something very high?
Busted. Okay. Well, I lost that weight, and I wanted to find it, and I'm right now picking it
Jeff
right back up.
Jeff, a chance to eat a little something while we were talking. Did you know that story, don't you, Ray, about Jethro and the feed bag? You know, we tease him because he's a gourmet chef, and he's always got a little stashes. You know, if you hear a little silence on the phone, or you hear a little crackle, crackle, crunch, that's Jethro having a little snack.
Will be aware of that. Thank you.
We just thought it would be really important to him that he had a designer feed bag. We call him Mama Jethro, so we can have an apron and a feed bag.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
oh, my goodness.
And that's Psychics Gone Wild, 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 Wild.
Yes, and those of you tuned in, yes, we do have that. And I was so glad, you know, when you and Ray were discussing this. I have a new...
You had a whole pie. I can feel it. You had a whole pie. The whole face is so...
I can't help it. Somebody has to eat this stuff. I mean, it's just going to go to waste. What I love with it is that we've got a really good energy for those of you tuning in. This is Psychic Jethro, Melissa Bowman, and Ray Setti. We have a phenomenal astrologer friend, is our friend Ray. He's here tonight answering all questions. Melissa's talking with us about the animals. We do have an individual that's writing in the question they want to ask with both of you, so we'll see how you want to do this. They're writing in and asking, they said their cat is a Capricorn cat. They have been having a lot of work with it, and they have decided that their cat was not only lucky, but what, long story short, their Capricorn cat has been going over and visiting the neighbor's bird. Nothing happened, even though everyone insisted that he would eat the bird. Now they have gotten into a situation where this lady is writing me, and she's telling me at the same time that the owner of the bird has been getting on her nerves. How does she get her Capricorn cat to leave the birdie alone so she doesn't have the neighbor who keeps seeming to be kind of a peeking Tom now back at her house? What has my cat brought home to me? So
That's hilarious. It's more than just a Capricorn cat, which is fabulous because the Capricorn cat is like the fat cat king of the jungle there.
Exactly. Thank you.
But the Capricorn cat is seeing other things besides the bird, and the cat is being called to do some sort of almost like a magical working. It's like the presence of the cat is almost like a Merlin cat who's just, you know, the cat is just kind of keeping things at bay. There's something the cat is seeing besides the bird, and maybe the cat is trying to, you know, rile up this person because this person's doing a little bit of not such great stuff for the neighborhood. What do you think, Mr. Ray? Mr. Ray,
you know, I actually, when I was hearing this, I kept getting the image of a Cheshire cat for some reason. You know, almost like you said, like that very magical, mystical cat. I'm almost feeling like this cat is trying to offset something bad from happening. I think it's just the opposite of what they might be thinking. I'm almost feeling like this cat is trying to divert some sort of negative energy in some way, and it might be from the neighbor.
Yeah, we just said that. We both just said the same thing. So there you have it.
There you go.
Matt. Yeah.
You got it. We got it, and we've got it for both of them. So we would say watch out for that neighbor. Right into the show.
Mrs. Kravitz. Remember Mrs. Kravitz?
Hey,
oh, my God.
Oh, she's going to pull the...
Oh, my.
Abna!
Oh, gee. Oh, yeah. Gladys Kravitz.
Got a cat is coming over to Abna. Yeah.
Bless
it's
that.
So wild. We love all of you guys. I hope you're having a good time. We've got the phones back on. Let's grab a few. I know a lot of you are going, Jethro, what's happening? We have changed our format a little more. We want you to get to know us, because one of the things I had someone tease me about is they've been calling in and they're getting to get a lot of flack about stuff that Psychics Gone Wild tells them. And she wrote to me and she said that we're the reason for her divorce. I told her I would not use her name because she has been getting readings 6 and 7 times a week from Psychics Gone Wild. Her husband is wondering if therapy is needed. No, we just need better hosts in here, because you guys, we've got so many people. We want you to get a taste of it. We want you to know us, then we want you to contact us. If you've been getting that many readings, please write to me and let me know what's going, because I want to know what your secret is. I can't get these phones to work, and I've been here 3.5 years. So, sorry, please don't get a divorce. Just kind of sit back and relax. Don't always have a reading.
And please don't have 6 or 7 readings a week. There's nothing else that can come through for you. You're misusing what we say, misusing the oracle, and you don't need 6 or 7 readings a week. You might need some guidance maybe once a month. If you're in trauma, maybe once a week till you heal, but don't misuse the oracle, because it's spinning you around like you're in a revolving door, and that's, you've got to get your answers from within.
Exactly. We love you. 210, what do you know? You're next on the Psychics Gone Wild show. 210.
Wow, I'm so excited. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And even Ray, wow. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
My energy is pretty
low. What's your name?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Birthday, hi. May 16th, 1964.
Look,
midnight,
we're getting everybody's
August
age.
16th.
Nobody's, like, saying anything. You're telling the age. It's, like, so cool.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, my energy is pretty low. I'm very sad. I've put in a lot of work into a graduate program and a huge obstacle today, and I'm just feeling quite lost. And I would love.
You know, I'm just gonna encourage you to really just keep pushing through. You know, it may take a little bit more time. I'm gonna encourage you, do not get discouraged. It's absolutely gonna pay off for you. I just feel that it might need a little bit more time. You just might need to do just a smidgen, a little bit more work, have a little bit more patience. However, trust, it's going to absolutely pay off for you. Can you do that?
Really, Ray? Two additional.
You got it. You got to trust, though. You know, sometimes when things come through, we got to trust what we're seeing and what we're feeling and what we're knowing, you know, and sometimes it's not necessarily what the individual wants to hear. And, you know, anyone who knows me, I'm not one to sugarcoat something, you know. If I'm feeling something, I got to trust what I'm getting and what I'm being asked to share with you. And I'm also going to add that it's going to pay off for you.
Oh,
so every day, just, you know what, you just do what you got to do, push through. Work a little bit harder if that's what you need to do. However, every day, absolutely trust and know it's going to come together for you, and it can potentially become so much better than you can imagine.
Kelly, some of this is due to the fact that it is a graduate program, and this is kind of what happens when you're in it, because they're going to push you to the wall to see what you're made out of. And they're going to test you to see what you're made out of, because when you get into the quote-unquote real world with this degree that you're working so diligently for, and you're going to write the dissertation and all this beautiful wisdom is going to flow from you, this is what happens in grad school. So just ride the wave. Somebody used to say to me, ride the wave, surfer girl. You got to ride the wave so that you get used to this kind of thing. This happens in academia all the time, unfortunately. You're a very sensitive soul. And
yeah.
you took it really personally. So you want to do a little bit of, you know, even if you feel comfortable with a little bit of ritual work, you know, maybe get some flowers, put them around a beautiful candle, invoke that candle with, you know, your power, that I am more powerful than this setback, and I am ready to take on the world. You know, give yourself permission to feel it, because it was a blow. It's like it hit you in the chest. But it wasn't personal. Even though we feel it at those times, we do feel that it's personal. It's so painful. But you're sensitive in grad school, and that's like a really hard combination. So just kind of toughen it up. You don't have to toughen up and be like play their game, but you're going to be rise above their game. That's going to be a different challenge for you, and that's part of your spiritual path unfolding. So just, you know, do a little ritual. Your guide is showing me like pansies and those beautiful yellow and purple flowers, and purple is for the highest. There?
highest chakra, and yellow is for self-esteem. So get some purple and yellow flowers, some pansies, and you're going to put them around like a pink candle, have a white candle, have a black candle, get rid of the energy, do whatever you are called to do. But you need to kind of take it to a spiritual level so that that blow gets transmuted now into positive action.
Oh, goodness, so much judgment. I'm just not sure that I can rise to the level of, I mean, Ray, you really think...
You know what? Don't judge us. Don't judge yourself. Also, too, don't doubt yourself. Every day, just wake up in the morning and just absolutely know you're getting there. It's inside you. But you have to be careful, though. You know what? You don't want to inadvertently change the course of what's coming to you and push anything good away from you. Do you recognize what I'm saying by that?
Pushing good away.
You know, a lot of times when we get in a place of just worry, concern, and fear, sometimes we inadvertently push good things away from us, especially when we've worked towards something for so very, very long.
And
you
it's
know,
making you needy. Don't let it make you needy.
Don't give up. Do not give up. I just feel like it's gonna come together for you so much better than you can imagine. You got to trust it, though. You really got to trust that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good.
All of you, thank you, and thank you, Jethro, too.
All the best.
Thank you. I love you, dear.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called in.
Well.
Nice to talk to you.
We've got a lot of individuals,
and we've got so many coming. Just hang on. Don't go screaming there. Just stay wild because we're trying to get as many as we can. We did have a little bit of a glitch, and those of you tuning in, we are an hour show, so we got to go a little bit faster. We've got quite a few. I do have someone here that is really, really working with it. Please be patient with me because I'm going to grab your phone, and it said you can get in. You'd got a hold of me in the room, and I'm taking this ahead of someone, and I will get with you 609, so don't get uptight. You get in too. 360, what do you know, 360? Loretta?
Hi.
I know you were real nervous, and I apologize. We have so many people. You're ahead of two people, and I sent them your name. They're going to yell at you. No, I'm kidding. They would not. Come on in. Talk to our people. Don't be nervous. You're with our two phenomenal people. Give them your birth date and your question.
My birthday is 10-14-59, and I'm wondering what's going to happen with this realty company I'm renting from. I have a lot of problems with them, and I had to get an attorney, and they agreed to let me out of my lease early, and then I went there today and asked them to put it in writing that I'll get my deposit back, you know, when I move out. It was like $1,000, and then when I got home, they sent me an email with the statements I made about them on this Facebook page that is dedicated to because by all the people that they've screw around, you know, and I wrote some negative things on there about them, and so now they sent me an email and said I would be hearing from their attorney soon.
Yep.
And I'm really scared.
Facebook is just so, you know, you got to put yourself now in a position of apology but protection. I'm so sorry to say this, but that was a slip-up that needed to not happen. So now we have to kind of figure out a way to protect you in this because you're trying to get what you need back. You could do that after you get your money. That would have been great to do after this was settled. So now they're holding this against you. So do you have legal representation?
Yes.
Okay, so have you talked to your lawyer?
I haven't about this. I just found out about it a little bit
ago. Yeah, Can you take your comments off of Facebook?
Yeah, I took some of the negative ones off. I left those pictures up about, you know, the pictures of the filthy place.
Here's the problem. It's not helping you yet because you're taking the direction that your lawyer was supposed to do. It's not your job to put anything on Facebook. You're trying to get out of your lease. You're trying to get out of there. It's made it worse for you, I'm so sorry to say. So you've got to get your lawyer to step in, get everything off of Facebook, make copies of it, and get your lawyer to kind of intervene, to say you had a moment of you're just so frustrated. Make it look like you were doing the best you can. You were so frustrated, and this is what happened. And then just let it go, Loretta. You've got to let your lawyer take care of this. Ray, what say you?
I'm going to agree. I mean, I really feel that you need to absolutely let your lawyer take care of it. I also feel that your lawyer is very much working for you. You know, you got to also trust what your lawyer is doing for you. Just kind of step back, you know, and just within yourself, just kind of like put out a sense of, you know what, maybe I made a mistake, it's going to be okay. But really, really trust your lawyer. You know, try not to interfere too much with the process. Let him, from now on, just let him handle it.
So do you think I'll lose all my money to these people?
You know, I'm not sure how to answer that. I don't know if I would say you're going to lose all your money. You know, however, I still feel there's a possibility that you might be able to kind of work something out. So it's not going to completely have a negative effect on you, but you got to trust your lawyer. You got to really trust your lawyer.
There's going to
be a
fight on your behalf. So you got to step back and stop trying to control everything, because it's like taken the platform under your feet. It's like you've slipped. That's what it's making you feel like. So
right. You've
got to turn it over now, because you've just let your lawyer handle it.
Okay.
Okay. All the best, Loretta.
All right.
Love you, Loretta.
Trust.
Blessings to you, Loretta. Thank you for getting in. Those of you tuning in, hang on just a second here. We are going through. We want you to save the animals. Those of you who are talking to me tonight, by the Second Chance Rescue New York City Dogs, we have down the Save the Charlie Angels Dogs. Those of you who have been keeping track, Sabrina is an adorable 3-month-old puppy who was rescued with her two sisters, Kelly and Jill, Charlie Angels pups, there from a South Carolina roadside. Sabrina suffered a broken femur, probably hit by a car, but she's had surgery and she's still looking for her forever home. Those of you, please look at this. She's approximately about 6 pounds. She's a doll. I have a dog now, or I would go myself. I can't fly there. Somebody's going to have to help me. www.nycsecondchancrescue.org. It'll be in the room for those of you. Let's get her a good home. Those of you who can take the space and the time to do that, let's get Sabrina a place where she can be that angel that she's supposed to be. You're welcome. Loretta's very emotional. She's writing me, thank you. Thank you, Loretta, for saying that word. You made my night today. I think you're probably the third person in my 4 years of doing all this that said thank you back. I love you over the air. So going into all of you guys that are tuning in, remember, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We have Ray Seti. We have Melissa Berman, Psychic Jethro. Yes, I still read. I've got some of them writing me. Jethro, you haven't read. You know what's so fun is that it's been so busy. I get to meet these friends, and I'm watching. I'm having a good time. We still haven't given away a couple of those necklaces, but we're going to turn around and give away those CDs, and we're going to give away the Power Necklace and the Love Bracelet. Looking over here, I pull out a name. We have Amber Heller, I can't even do it. Heller, you are the winner. So looking here, Amber Heller, I apologize, I messed up your name. I also called you Amber Killer. I don't think you are a killer. I hope you're not. But we're going to go into the show. Jethro was having a little bit of a speech impediment. I didn't eat all of it. I think the sugar is happy with me. So let's kind of go right into it. 6:09, you are fine. You were patient. We got someone ahead of you, but you're still in time for Psychics Gone Wild.
God.
Would you like to talk to Melissa and Ray and the drunken Jethro from his pie? I gotta tell you, I have a new meaning for blueberry pie. 6:09, what would you like to talk about?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Hello, everybody, and
Hi there. Thank you
very much for your help.
Hi.
What's
your name?
65. My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
I need a little bit of what you're saying that drowns my job.
Did you want to say your date of birth again?
Oh, yes, 2/2/65.
All right, Donna, what, I'm actually having a hard time connecting with this. Let me ask you something. Are you blocking anything in terms of, because quite honestly, I'm kind of flatlining with you, with your energy for some reason. Is there any reason you would not necessarily want to hear what I have to say? Hello?
No, I can't think of why I would do that.
All right, then I got to say, all right, then, you know what, it feels like there's just some sort of a block there with this specific situation. First, let me ask you something. Are you surrounded by a lot of people who are just not wanting you to move forward in your job?
I would say yes.
You know, let me ask you this, too. Are you recognizing how you can be very sensitive to your surroundings and to the energy of your surroundings?
Yes.
What I'm going to suggest for you is just in whatever way that you know how to do, whatever way you can, kind of clear yourself, because it almost feels as though there's a wall around you, and I'm having a really hard time penetrating it to get some clarity, and I'm kind of fumbling in my thoughts, so please forgive me if I'm sounding a little cumbersome here. I'm just having a hard time with what I'm processing, but what I am getting is I'm almost feeling like when you go in your workplace, and perhaps this is why this is around you, you need to have like this shield around you. Like everyone is just trying to stab you in the back. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Is that what you're experiencing?
Yeah.
All right, and let me just ask you this, because there is a light that I'm seeing here. However, it's outside of this workplace. Now, at the end of last year, rather maybe around like October, November, December, did you make any professional contacts and connections at that time that could present an opportunity for a new a job opportunity?
I would say there have been many. There with this job, there's always connections all through the year, and that was in the busiest time. So I'm
there's
going
something,
it's the
there's
very
something,
busiest time.
All right, there's something outside of from where you are, though. You know, so I'm just going to suggest to recognize contacts, connections, possible opportunities that were presenting themselves at the end of last year, because I do feel something is going to surface from that. I do feel you have to look outside of the current workplace. Is that clear? Forgive me for being so cumbersome and taking a little bit of time with that. It just, for some reason, it was hard to put all this together.
No, I'm in a very unique situation right now, so I can understand why you're saying that, because it's almost like I lost my job, but I didn't with the move.
So, but what exactly is your question, though, about this? Are you going to be okay in this job, or is it time for you to move on? What was your...
Kind of... that, like, if there's just anything that you are feeling, and if there is a move, which it could really happen, it's kind of scary.
Sure. Of course it is. However, you know, I mean, from where you are right now, I'm almost feeling it's more scary to stay where you are. So be aware of, like I said, be aware of an opportunity that will connect with whatever opportunities were presenting themselves at the end of last year, especially like October, November timeframe is what they're showing me, where there were connections and contacts being made that would surface an opportunity as you go through these next few months.
Okay, and in the next few months, is that like... 6 months or a few months?
No, I'm seeing a little bit
earlier.
I'm seeing like September and October, and they're making me aware of the series of eclipses that are taking place in October, and that's when there's a shift of the energy for you, and something new could present itself, maybe a little bit before then.
Maybe a little before. Okay.
Yeah. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Clear that
energy, keep yourself grounded, and just be very careful when you're at work.
Okay. I thank you. Thank you
all
so
right.
much, guys.
Be well.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Hear me? This is Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello?
We got it. We're done. I apologize. They just hit us at the mark. This is like they did it on me. They got the out. We'll have to put it at the end. So how are we doing here? Ray, would you like our show? What do you think?
Oh, sure. It was a lot. We're off the air?
Yes, I'm going to make sure now that I'm telling you that.
No, we're still on the air. We're still on the air. Aren't we still on the air? We're still on the air. Jethro, what are you eating now? Chicken legs. I know you. You just met like you.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on over there?
This is what happens, Ray.
That's
snack,
okay. It's all good. It's all very good. It's all like about the energy.
It's like a snackathon. Jethro, put the chicken leg down.
Oh, no.
He's probably been knocked off the board, and he'll be back.
Oh, is that why we don't hear him?
It's a little intense, huh?
Is that why we're not hearing him?
I guess. This is the first time. This is Jethro?
Are we still broadcasting? Are we still on the air?
We're still broadcasting, so let's talk about some other astrological stuff.
It was kind of interesting with this last caller. You know, every individual is very instrumental with what they bring to the table, with the energy that they bring to the table. You know, many times, you know, if there's a lot of heaviness, dark energy around an individual, it's kind of hard to penetrate. You know, and I was having that experience just with this individual right now. However, you know, whenever we have the awareness, we can always do something to change the energy and to change the dynamic. So I'm hoping that I gave her some useful.
Oh, I thought what you said was right.